The Ethel Walker School in Simsbury recently hosted a fair showcasing its STEAM summer program. The program gives kids from Hartford Public Schools an opportunity to develop skills in the fields of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the fair not only gave children a forum to display innovation, but it was also an opportunity to learn from one another.
Kids from pre-K to fifth grade were the stars of the show. Francada Middleese will soon be a fifth grader at Achievement First. She shows me a game where you stand 5 feet back and throw a paper ball at a target.
The point about overall is that it's just to hit the base and then done.
If you hit the target, the circuit board activates and displays a little design.
The code bit over here, W26 code bit, it's you connect it to the laptop and you put these different pieces together so it actually can work. So we use the laptop to make these designs show up.
Middleese and her partner built the game as part of an assignment that teaches students that coding is a chain reaction. The chain reaction is taught to the kids in two different ways, depending on age. If they're younger, the kids learn the chain reaction through unplugged materials. If they're Middleese's age, they get to do it with electronics.
Is this the handle?
Not only did Middleese get to show off her game, but she also got to walk around the gym to look at projects done by kids from other schools. First graders enrolled in the Westminster School's Horizons program taught Middleese about the three billy goats gruff.
Yeah, Pintar, what kind of material is that?
Velcro, right?
To execute their unplugged chain reaction, the first graders from Westminster were tasked with bringing a fairy tale to life and do it by using STEAM principles. In the story, the goats try to cross a stream, but a big, ugly troll blocks their way. The Westminster kids created a bridge, and on it were little goat figurines.
They use pieces to stabilize the structure that they have, and they put characters to formulate the story.
Isabel Ceballo says the fair promotes STEAM through a learn-to-play process.
I think this is just a taste, and while the kids may not fully understand that they're learning, they are, and this is probably the best way for children to learn.
Ceballos is the executive director of the Horizons program at Ethel Walker. She says that most of the girls that join up are below grade level in their reading.
We're talking about kids who really need that intervention, and specifically in the summer, may not have opportunities to do something else and experience some summer learning loss.
The goal of the program is to get the students to learn coding by high school. Ceballos says her Horizons program is the first all-girls one in the nation. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.